Hey everyone, welcome back to our series on LinkedIn profile optimization. If you tuned in last week, you would have heard we talked about the banner image, which is like a big billboard for your profile. And we also talked about the actual profile photo itself. If you have not heard that episode yet, make sure you guys go back and check that out because those are really the start of the foundation on LinkedIn, which is your profile in its entirety. Okay. And today our focus is actually going to be on the headline text. Okay. So the headline text is that text that lives right under your name. Some people have it say, the name of their school or the name of their company, but you have to keep it that way. That's just kind of how LinkedIn set up that section. It just ties into whatever your latest experiences, or if you're a student, the place that you went to school. But the good news is you can actually edit that and you have tons of real estate from a character standpoint. And this actually really plays into the SEO on LinkedIn. Okay, so if you're a student and you want to be found by recruiters, if you're a business owner and you want to be found by your clients, you want to make sure that this section is dialed in from an SEO standpoint, from a service standpoint, and most importantly, from a call to action standpoint. Okay. And so that's what I want to be sharing with you today is how do you actually set up your headline text? All right. So go ahead, grab a pen real quick, and we are going to jump right into it. All right, so the first thing that you want to do, and I recommend this to all of my coaching clients that I serve all around the world, is you want to have a service statement first, okay? So what is a service statement? A service statement clearly explains who you are and who you serve. So it'd be something like, I help Y do X by Z, okay? So I help entrepreneurs, companies leverage digital marketing and social media to attract their ideal clients. Okay? It's who I am and who I serve and how I actually accomplish that. Okay? And you guys can practice this. Make sure you write it down. You're going to probably come up with a few different iterations. That's okay. And this also can ebb and flow and change depending on, what you're up to. Okay? So that's what I would recommend first, okay? The next thing that you want to do is start to include keywords that you actually want to be found for on the platform. So for me, I'm a speaker, I'm a podcast host, I am an entrepreneur, so those are keywords that I want to be found for on the platform, okay? Whatever keywords those are for you, that's going to be up to you, but you want to make sure that you get several of those in there, and so that will help with your SEO on your profile. Okay, and then the last thing that you want to include in your headline text is you want to include a call to action. So, what do you actually want the people that are landing on your profile to do next? Okay, so it could be, hey, click on my featured section because you have something featured there. And for those of you that don't know what a featured section is, we are going to get into that in the next episode. It could be subscribe to my newsletter. It could be book a call with me. It could be check out my resume. Depending on what your goals are on the platform, that's going to be what your CTA is going to lead to. Okay. And the other thing I wanted to mention is after each bit of information you put in, so after your service statement, you want to add a vertical line. Okay. Because you want to create delineation between each word. And if you have a comma, it'll actually think that it's all one long word. So that's something that's super important. Make sure you put your keyword, hit space, add a vertical line, space, and then start to add your other keywords and your call to action, and so on and so forth. Okay. And if you have this dialed in right, okay, and we've got the other ingredients dialed in as well, just think about visually what this will look like to your profile viewers. Okay, so just imagine you have a billboard that's dialed in. It tells people who you are. It's got a picture of you. It's got your logo. It's got a call to action. And then your photo looks exactly like you, the person, that the profile should look like. And then your headline text really clearly spells out who you are, what you do, keywords you want to be found for, and then it tells people what they should do next. Okay, so those items, guys, if you get those dialed in, it's going to make your profile more attractive. It's going to convert more of the people that you're actually trying to convert. And it's going to build curiosity and keep people moving down, okay, scrolling down through your profile. Now, one thing I wanted to do in this episode is give you guys a couple different features that you need to turn on, and they could potentially be toggled off on your profile and you may not even know about them. Okay, so the first one is called Creator Mode. Okay, and Creator Mode gives you the ability to go live with third-party software. It gives you the ability to do LinkedIn audio events. It gives you the ability to launch your own LinkedIn newsletter, which is something that I help lots of my clients with. And it also gives you the ability to have a follow button instead of a connect button. So if you're getting a lot of requests from people you don't know, that enables you to basically toggle that connect button off to where they'd actually have to take a couple other steps in order to figure out how to connect with you. Okay, so I highly recommend that you put creator mode on, but I also do want to just share a recent update that LinkedIn provided to everyone, and that is the fact that creator mode is eventually going to disappear. I'm not sure if it's this month or next month, but essentially you just won't see it anymore. But all of those tools that I mentioned will still be available to you and every other user on the platform, because it used to be based on, having a certain number of, I think it was 150 followers in order to be able to have access. They're opening it up to everybody, which I think is great. So hopefully that is helpful in understanding that, you need to toggle that on, and the benefits are definitely helpful. And we will be doing episodes on how to actually leverage LinkedIn Lives, LinkedIn audio events, your LinkedIn newsletter to attract the people that you want to attract, to market your products and services, to maybe get in front of more people so they can see how you work, what you do, and so on and so forth. So really looking forward to diving into those. Those will be in a few episodes down as we are working our way still down the profile. So again, just a quick recap. We've talked about the banner image. We've talked about the profile picture. We've talked about the headline text. We've talked about the importance of creator mode. And the next thing I want to make sure that you guys have turned on, and it's going to be important for a couple episodes down, is what's called the featured section. Okay. And so on your LinkedIn profile, if you hit the pencil icon right down near your headline text, it's going to say add profile sections, and there'll be like recommended ones, and it listed under the sections, and then you would click featured. And what's really cool about your featured section is it does exactly what the word is. It features something or more items that you want to get visibility for. So, for example, if you have a LinkedIn newsletter, you can actually feature your newsletter on your profile. It'll be right under your about summary, and people can passively subscribe to that newsletter by having that featured section added. Okay. Maybe you are a coach or a consultant or a business owner, and your goal is to have people book consultations or calls or demos or previews or whatever. You can have that there as the featured item. Okay. And then you can leverage earlier the headline text. You would leverage that call to action that I mentioned to actually point people down to that featured section to get more conversions, or to your newsletter to get more subscribers, or to your podcast to get more downloads, or if you're an author, to your Amazon link to your book to get more book sales. Okay, I think you guys are catching on here that the featured section is definitely something. If you haven't toggled that on, if you haven't turned it on for your profile, I highly recommend it. Again, your item or items that you feature, that's all going to be according to what's the number one place you're trying to drive traffic to. Okay, if you're a student, might be your resume. Okay, if you're a business owner, it might be that booking link. If you're a coach, it might be one of your courses or programs. So again, it just depends on what your goals are, but definitely make sure you get it toggled on. Definitely you make sure you turn creator mode on, and I hope the other tips around your headline text were helpful. Looking forward to the next episode where we are going to dive into arguably the most important part of your profile section. I'll tell you what it is, but I will see you on the next episode.